Jeff Melrose, president of Hilo Downtown Improvement Association, explains how downtown Hilo won its new coat of paint.
The Benjamin Moore statewide representative recommended two cities in Hawaii as potential places. The other one was Haleiwa Town. You could go online and vote. It was amazing to hear people ask each other, did you vote today? People from here and in Honolulu and from the mainland who, at some level, Hilo has touched enough to say, this is a good town and a place that deserves this kind of opportunity.
Melrose says 100 towns nationwide and in Canada were nominated in the Paint What Matters competition. 20 towns won. Melrose says he didn't know initially what winning would mean.
Beginning on January 6th on Kamehameha Avenue, about 40 storefronts from the farmer's market to Kalakaua Avenue, where the Tsunami Museum is, will get a new coat of paint on their first floor and up to their awnings. They're also offering building owners the opportunity to paint their upstairs at a reduced cost. We'll see how many of those store owners take that opportunity.
Melrose says Benjamin Moore is working through HPM and Kawakami Painting.
They have been talking to every owner and every merchant. You can use the colors you've already got, or you can use their color palette. They're really putting the effort into prep, power washing, repair. They'll really put some energy into this process.
Tomorrow evening, Hilo's First Friday is all about letting the community say aloha to the old downtown. In February, First Friday will welcome in the new. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.